感谢主啊，早晨我们能够一同在主面前来擘饼纪念他。
Praise the Lord, we're able to come before Him and to break the bread and to remember of Him.
为了主宝贵的同在，我们实在是还要把感谢赞美来归给他。
For His precious present, we have to give Him thanks and praises.
早晨和弟兄姐妹要交通一个题目，一个负担是圣灵与见证。
I would like to share the topic with you this morning. It is the Holy Spirit and its testimony.
它有一个比较长的一个长的题目，就是另一位保惠师与见证的实际。
It is a long topic. It is another comforter and the reality of the testimony.
那我们先来读几处的经文。
Let's read some scriptures.
我们先打开圣经，翻到新约圣经的《使徒行传》。
Let's read New Testament, Book of Acts.
使徒行传第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们读第八节。
Verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
请我们再翻到约翰一书。
First John.
约翰一书第五章。
Chapter 5.
我们读第七节。
Verse 7.
约翰一书第五章第七节，并且有圣灵做见证。因为圣灵就是真理。
For there are three that bears witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit.
好，我们要再翻到约翰福音。约翰福音第十五章。
Book of John, Chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章，我们从第二十六节读到第二十七节上半。
Verse 26 and 27, first half.
这是主耶稣所说的话。
This is what the Lord said.
约翰福音第十五章第二十六节，但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证。
When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me, and you also must testify.
就是刚刚我们唱诗歌里面讲到主的应许。
That's the promise that, in the song we just sang.
我们再读一次。但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证。
Let's read one more time. When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who will go out from the Father, he will testify about me, and you also must testify.
我们最后一处要读约翰福音十六章第十三节。
Lastly is John chapter 16 verse 13.
我们读十三节的上半。
The first half of 13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。这里明白原文做进入。
But when he, the Holy Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth.
我们再读一次。只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们进入一切的真理。
One more time, but when he, the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth.
我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
所以我们感谢赞美你十字架全备的救恩。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for the full salvation on the cross.
主今天因着你所成就的救恩，主另一位保惠师已经来了。
Because of the salvation that you have accomplished, and another Comforter has come.
主就是您所应许的圣灵。
That is Holy Spirit, you promised.
今天就住在我们信你的人的里面。
He dwells in all the people who believe in you.
他要带领我们进入一切的真理。
He will guide us into all the truth.
主早晨我们仰望你的帮助。
We look upon your help this morning.
主啊，你若不帮助我们，我们就无法进入。
If it were not your help, we will not enter into.
但是 圣灵若帮助我们，我们就必能进入一切的真理。
And when the Holy Spirit comes, we will enter into all the truth.
主，我们敬拜赞美你。
We worship and praise you.
主，愿你得着你的主权。
And may you gain your authority.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
今年夏令会，孙弟兄他交通的负担是关于另一位保惠师，就是圣灵。
And in summer conference, Brother Stan has a burden, and his topic is another comforter.
弟兄告诉我们，主耶稣他是第一位保惠师。
The Bible tells us Lord Jesus is the first helper.
他道成了肉身，在十字架上成就了这全备的救恩。
He came in flesh, and then he accomplished salvation on the cross.
这完全是他独自所完成的。
He has done this alone.
然而他应许保惠师，另一位保惠师要来。
But he promised there's another comforter will come.
就是要赐下圣灵来。
He will give the Holy Spirit to us.
这位另一位保惠师就是圣灵，要在我们信耶稣的人身上，来把主耶稣所成就的救恩实现在我们的身上。
Another comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, he will come to realize what the Lord has done unto us.
就是把主耶稣所完成的能够成就在我们身上。
He will accomplish what the Lord Jesus has done unto us.
弟兄在信息当中告诉我们。
Our brother tells us in his message.
我们基督徒的属灵生活就是顺从圣灵恩膏的一个生活。
The Christian's life is the life of obeying the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，我们基督徒生活中一切所言所行。
And another word, all our words that we spoke, all the works that we do,
唯有出于圣灵的才是属灵的。
Only if it is from the Holy Spirit, and then it's spiritual.
也才是蒙神所悦纳的。
Then will be accepted by God.
也才是我们为主所做的真实的见证。
That will be the true testimony from us to the Lord.
刚才我们所读的《使徒行传》经文给我们看见。
The Book of Acts showed us.
就是圣灵降临在我们身上的一个非常重要的目的。
And then the very important purpose that the Holy Spirit come to us.
就是要使我们成为主的见证。
And then to make us to be the testimony of the Lord.
这是神今天在我们信主的人身上所要恢复的工作。
That is the recovery work that the Lord will have to the believers.
就是要恢复耶稣基督见证的实际在我们的生活当中。
He will recover the reality of the testimony of Jesus Christ through our lives.
那什么是耶稣基督见证的实际呢？
What is the reality of the testimony of Jesus Christ?
我们今天稍微来复习一下什么是耶稣基督的见证。
Let us to review what is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的见证就是主耶稣基督的自己。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is Lord Himself.
全本圣经总结可以说就总结在启示录的里头。
The whole Bible sums up in this revelation.
而启示录里面耶稣基督的见证这个词呢，可以说是整本圣经的一个总括。
In the book of Revelation, it sums up in Jesus is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
当神将耶稣基督启示给教会的时候
，When God revealed Jesus the testimony of Jesus Christ to His church.
神将他的儿子耶稣基督启示给教会。
When Lord revealed His Son Jesus Christ to His church,
神就把耶稣基督的见证托付给教会。
And then God entrusted Jesus to His church.
这个托付呢是神圣的。
This entrustment is holy.
这个托付呢也是荣耀的。
This entrustment is glory.
而神的心意呢，乃是要借着我们这些蒙恩人的生活，来将耶稣基督彰显出来。
And God's heart's desire is through our life will glorify, will manifest the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这个就是耶稣基督的见证。
That is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们就是主的见证。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are the testimony of Jesus Christ.
可是我们如何才能够真实成为主的见证，彰显主的荣耀呢？
But how can be the real testimony of Christ and to glorify the testimony of Christ?
如果我们信主的时间够久，
If we have been saved for a long time,
我们一定深有同感。
We will agree.
就是靠着我们自己是不可能能够活出耶稣基督荣耀的见证。
If it's by our own strength, there it is impossible for us to manifest the glory of Christ.
所以主在使徒行传就告诉我们。
So the Lord tells us in Acts.
圣灵降临在你们身上。
The Holy Spirit come to you.
你们就必得着能力。
You will receive the power.
要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
You will be my witness in Jerusalem.And in all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth.
所以我们看见做主见证的能力是从圣灵而来。
We see the power to testify the Lord is from the Lord.
也唯有圣灵能够在我们身上能够来活出耶稣基督见证的那个实际。
Only the Holy Spirit can live out the reality of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
只有出于圣灵的，那才是真实的。
Only things from the Holy Spirit will be true.
弟兄姐妹，我们每个人蒙恩得救，不就是圣灵工作的一个明证吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, our salvation isn't that the true testimony of the Holy Spirit?
我想我和许多弟兄姐妹啊蒙恩得救的经历是非常相似的。
I think my experience will be similar to your experience of being saved.
是当我们还不信的时候。
When we are unbelievers.
就是有一些很有爱心的基督徒。
There are some Christians.
他们会请我们吃饭。
They will invite us to eat.
跟我们传福音。
They will share gospel with us.
告诉我们主耶稣。
And tell us about the Lord Jesus.
我们饭是吃了。
We eat.
这福音也是听了
We heard the message,
但是我们就是还信不来
But we can't believe it.
我不知道我们吃了多少的饭
I don't know how many meals we have eaten.
不晓得我们听了多少弟兄姐妹跟我们讲的福音
I don't know how many messages you have heard from brothers and sisters.
这是没有办法相信
But it's impossible for me to believe it.
不知道有哪一天
But I don't know it happened in one day.
我们还是去吃饭。
We still go to eat.
我们还是听弟兄姐妹跟我们讲耶稣。
And still hear about message of Jesus.
突然间
，all of a sudden，
我们就相信了。
We believe.
我们就认识了这位耶稣基督就是永生神的儿子。
We know that Jesus is the Son of Eternal God.
我们就明白了他在十字架上流血舍命是为着我。这个罪
And all of a sudden, I will understand that he shed his blood, broke his body on the cross. It's for me.
弟兄姐妹，这就是圣灵的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵将主耶稣十字架的救恩就实现在我们的身上。
The Holy Spirit will realize the salvation of Jesus Christ on us.
那我们来看一下什么是这个见证的实际。
And what is the reality of the testimony?
那我们先思想一下什么是实际。
Let us talk about what is truth.
简单的说就是真实。
What is the reality? Simply, it is true.
我们刚才读约翰福音约翰一书的经文说圣灵就是真理。
And when we read 1 John, it says the Holy Spirit is truth.
中文真理这个字呢原文也可以翻译成真实。
In Chinese, the truth in original, it also means true.
其实在我们刚刚读的经文里面所有的真理那个字呢原文的意思呢也就是真实。
All the words we read about truth, actually, it is true.
所以圣灵就是真实。
The Holy Spirit is true.
真理的圣灵就是真实的圣灵。
The spirit of truth is the true.Is the true Holy Spirit.
换句话说，只有在圣灵里的才是真实。
In other words, everything in the Holy Spirit will be true.
使徒保罗在加拉太书二章十节，他这么说。
In Galatians, Paul says.
他说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
那基督在我里面活着，这件事情，这句话如何能够成为真实呢
？How we can live out Christ lives in me through my life？
如果我们靠着自己活，就不能。
It is impossible if we live with our own strength.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们都经历过的。
We all have such experiences.
我们也曾经有无数的失败。
We failed many times.
当我们要活出基督的时候，我们发现我们所遭遇的是一次又一次的失败。
When we try to live Christ out, and what we encounter is we fail many times.
唯有当复活的基督在圣灵里面从我们里面活出来的时候。
Only when the resurrected Jesus lived out through us in the Holy Spirit,
那才是耶稣基督见证的实际。
That is the reality of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们在做主的见证这件事上，我们只摸到外表。
On the matter of testify Lord Jesus, if we only touch the surface,
我们如果没有摸着那个实际的话，那就没有任何属灵的价值。
If we are not in the reality, and there will be no spiritual value.
我们所说所做的一切，在神面前也不能算数。
Everything we have spoken, everything we have done, it won't count by God.
这属灵的实际呢，它乃是属灵的，不是属物质的。
The spiritual reality is in spirit, not in material.
比方说，当我们为主做见证的时候，我们需要说话。
For example, when we testify the Lord, we need to speak.
但是当我们说了许多的话，若不是在圣灵里的，这些话就没有属灵的价值。
But if we speak, no matter how much we speak, but if it's not in the spirit, and there will be no value.
这许多的话也不一定就有那属灵的实际。
The words that we've spoken may not have the reality.
我们为主做见证的时候，我们也知道我们乃是借着我们的生活。
When we testify to our Lord, we know we testify Him through our lives.
我们虽然有许多的行为，有许多的行动。
Even though we have many deeds,
但这些行为行动也不一定就是属灵的实际。
But those works may not have the spiritual reality.
属灵的实际，它必定是在圣灵里的。
The spiritual reality must be in Holy Spirit.
并且是从圣灵出来的。
It must be come from the Holy Spirit.
因为真理的圣灵就是实际的圣灵。
Because the Spirit of Truth is the true Spirit.
当我们为主做见证的时候
When we testify the Lord,
若不在圣灵里
If it's not in the Holy Spirit,
我们所说的不过就是字句不过就是一些疑文
And what we say is just letters
它只能带来死
The letters kills
唯有在圣灵里的
Only in the Holy Spirit
才是真实
It is our truth
才是活的
Our living
在圣灵里所说出来的话才能带来生命。
And then everything we speak in the Holy Spirit will bring life.
我们可以这么说。
We can say in this way.
唯有圣灵才是一切属灵事物的那个执行者。
The Holy Spirit is the only executor of the whole spiritual works.
唯有圣灵能够从我们身上活出耶稣基督见证的实际。
Only the Holy Spirit will put us into the reality to testify Lord Jesus.
弟姐妹，我们就看见了这另一位保惠师圣灵对我们今天能够活出主的见证是何等的重要。
Now we see how important the Holy Spirit is in our lives when we testify Lord Jesus.
这是为什么刚刚弟兄在带领我们唱这首诗歌的时候提醒我们，这实在是一个大好的消息。
And then this is why our brother just led us to sing the song. It tells us this is a great good news.
主耶稣他在十字架所成就的救恩对我们而言是大好的消息。
And the what Jesus has done accomplished on the cross is a great news to us.
主所应许的另一位保惠师已经降临对我们而言也是大好的消息。
This is another great news that the Comforter has come that from the promise of the Lord.
因为只有圣灵才能够带领我们真实的进入一切的真理。
Because only the Holy Spirit can lead us into all the truth.
所以我们知道神是借着圣灵要在我们身上也在他的教会中来恢复耶稣基督见证的实际。
We know God will recover the reality of the testimony of Jesus Christ among us and at His church.
今天我们个人生活，我们的家庭生活，我们的聚会生活，如何才能够有真实耶稣基督的见证呢？
And how do we have the true the reality of the testimony of Jesus Christ through our individual lives, our family, and our church.
这乃是圣灵工作的结果。
That is the outcome from the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵工作主要有两个方面。
There are two aspects of the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一方面启示我们。
On the one hand, He reveals to us.
叫我们能够知道，能够看见那属灵的实际。
To let us to see, to know the reality, the spiritual reality.
圣灵另一方面的工作呢，乃是管制我们。
Another work of the Holy Spirit is the governance.
管制我们呢，他借着环境的安排来带领我们进入这一切属灵的实际。
He will guide us into all the truths by arranging us into circumstances.
所以我们看见我们需要圣灵的开启。
We see we need revelation from the Holy Spirit.
我们也需要圣灵的管制。
We need the governance from the Holy Spirit.
好像我们能够不仅看见认识一切属灵的实际，同时也能够进入这一切属灵的实际。
Let us not only to see to understand the spiritual reality, but enter into the spiritual reality.
当圣灵在里面叫我们真实看见了。
When the Holy Spirit led us to have the true understanding.
当圣灵带领我们进入了这个属灵的实际。
When the Holy Spirit guides us enter into the spiritual reality.
从我们身上。在我们聚会中间才能够彰显出耶稣基督那见证的实际。
Then will be manifest, then will be manifest the reality of the testimony of the Lord.
早晨我想从路加福音24章里面啊做例子来和弟兄姐妹一同来交通两个属灵的操练。
I will share with you two practical spiritual reality.From an example of the Luke chapter 24.
第一是关于认识基督的这个属灵实际。
First of all, it's the reality of knowing Jesus.
Knowing Christ.
第二呢
是关于进入波饼的属灵实际。
Another one is enter the reality of breaking the bread.
我刚刚早先跟张英姐妹还交通到，为着我们早晨波饼的聚集感谢主。
And then I just share with our sister, I praise the Lord for our communion service.
这几次来参加 Dumbo 弟兄姐妹的一同波饼纪念主的聚会。
And the several times when I come to the communion with you,
我深深感觉到主的同在是真实。
I deeply feel that the presence of the Lord are true.
叫我实在是心里面真盼望能够常常来参加啊，当我弟兄姐妹这样一个波比的聚集。
I really hope I can come very often.
因为有了，我们有了基督真实的启示。
Because we have the true revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们才能为基督做真实的见证。
Then we can truly testify Him.
早晨从这两个方面啊，从圣灵在里面的开启。和我们进入这波饼聚会的实际呢，啊，弟兄姐妹一同的啊，有交通，有彼此的啊劝勉和学习。
I would like to encourage you to fellowship with you in two aspects, which is we have the understanding of the truth, holy, the test of the reality, the spiritual reality, and to enter into the spiritual reality.
我们知道，当主耶稣在世的时候，人对他的认识呢有两种。
We know when the Lord was on earth, and then people has like, people knew him in two ways.
一种呢是凭着外貌认识。
One is they knew him according to flesh.
一种呢是灵里面的认识。
Another is to know him in spirit.
凭着外貌的认识呢不是真认识。
And then to knowing someone from outwardly appearance is not true and is not a real.It's not you know someone truly.
对，这外貌的认识不单只是从啊外表。
To know someone from the is not only from outwardly appearance.
我们如果靠着头脑的认识呢，那也是一个外貌的认识。
If we not know someone from from our head knowledge, that's also outwardly.
真实的认识乃是灵里面的一个认识。
If you know someone truly, it has to be in spirit.
那我们先来看一下什么是凭着外貌认识主。
Let us to see what is to know the Lord according to the outwardly appearance.
如果愿意的话，可以把圣经啊，翻到路加福音24章。
You can open Bible, book of Luke, chapter.
时间关系我们就不读了。
We're not going to read it.
弟兄姐妹应当也熟悉，就是这往以马忤斯的两个门徒。
You all know the story about the two disciples. They're on the road to Emmaus.
所以我们看到这两个门徒呢，从前他们曾经认识过这位拿撒勒人耶稣。
These two disciples, they used to know Jesus of Nazareth.
如今呢，他们虽然与主耶稣同行。
On that day, even they walked with the Lord.
他们边走路还边与主耶稣谈话。
They talked with the Lord while they're heading to a village.
可是他们却不认识他。
But they didn't know him.
因为他们是凭着外貌来认识他。
Because they know him from his flesh.
当他们与复活的主一同走了一段路程。
After they walked for a while with the risen Lord.
主亲自从摩西和先知众先知起，凡经上指着自己所说的话呢，都讲给他们听。
Lord talked with them, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, and he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
这个图画就好像主耶稣亲自呢来跟他们来。带他们来查经，跟他们讲解圣经。
It's kind of the picture the Lord is just to study Bible with them.
我们看见这两个门徒啊，听了主耶稣给他们讲解圣经啊，他们心里面呢都火热起来了。
We see these two disciples, they were fired up after they study Bible with the Lord.
有没有你们这样的经历呢？当你来参加周五查经的时候，哎呀，听弟兄姐妹教圣经啊，你就觉得哎呀，里面都火热了。
Do you have such experience when you come to study Bible with brothers and sisters, and then your heart was fired up?
这两个门徒虽然因着主耶稣给他们讲解圣经，心里火热。
Even though those two disciples is fired up,
可是他们却仍然不认识这位复活的主。
But they still didn't recognize this risen Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这也常常是我们的情形。
This is our situation sometimes.
我们平常自己读圣经。
We read Bible by ourselves.
我们来到聚会中听别人和我们来讲主耶稣。
And we come to the gathering and hear the message other people shared about the Lord.
我们觉得都明白。
We think we understand all.
我们觉得讲的也很有道理。
We think it's I understand the teaching.
甚至有时候啊，我们听着听着，心里面都火热起来。
Even sometimes our heart are fired up.
可是我们却不一定。真的认识主。
But it is not necessarily we truly know the Lord.
所以当我们来向福音朋友们传福音做见证的时候，
When we testify and when we share gospel to gospel friends,
我们就把我们所听过的关于耶稣的一些事情呢，再讲给别人听。
We will retell whatever we heard and about Jesus to tell those gospel friends.
结果听我们所讲的人，
And the person who just hear message from us,
他们不过就是得着了一些关于耶稣基督的一些知识和一些道理。
They just received some message and some teaching about Jesus Christ.
并没有能真叫他们蒙恩得救。
They are not truly saved.
因为这是凭着外貌认识主耶稣。
Because this is to know the Lord by outwardly appearance.
我们再回来看那两个往以马忤斯的去的门徒们。
Now let's come back to see these two disciples. They're on the road to Emmaus.
他们一路同行，后来将近他们所要去的那个村子。
They walk together and then they are approached to the village they're going.
耶稣好像还要继续的往前行。
And the Lord is about to continue going further.
他们强留他说，时候已晚，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下来吧。
And they urged him strongly, stay with us, for it is near evening, the day is about over. So, stay with us.
耶稣就去与他们同住下。
Then Jesus went to stay with them.
这就成为这两个门徒的一个属灵重要的一个转捩点。
This is the turning point of this spiritual reality for these two disciples.
就当他们与主耶稣这位复活的主一同坐席的时候，
When they sit and eat with this risen Lord,
他们里面的眼睛突然明亮了。
All of a sudden, their inner eyes are opened.
他们就认出了这位复活的主来。
And they knew.This risen Lord.
这个认识乃是一个里面的认识。
This knowing is knowing in the spirit.
这样的认识是因着圣灵在他们里面 开启了他们。
This knowing because the Holy Spirit revealed the Lord Jesus to them.
弟兄姐妹，这个例子就告诉我。
This example tells us.
虽然我们今天我们读圣经，我们也参加聚会。
Even though we read the Bible, we come to the gathering.
虽然我们外面似乎有一些的行动，有一些的举止。
It seems we have some good deeds outwardly.
我们仍然可能不真的认识我们复活的主耶稣基督。
It's possible that we don't know our Lord truly.
就是为什么许多基督徒经过多年读经、参加聚会之后，他仍然感到灰心。
This is why some Christians still despaired, even read many Bibles, even be saved for many years.
他对自己的信仰产生了一个疑惑。
And he even doubt about his belief.
我听了这么多年的道。
I've heard so many sermons in these years.
我所听的我也都明白。
I understand all the messages.
我也都同意。
I agree all of them.
我觉得很有道理。
I think it's reasonable.
可是在我的生活中却不管用。
But it doesn't work on my life.
弟兄姐妹，为什么会有这样的情形？
And then why we have such reality?
就是因为我们没有摸着那个属灵的实际。
It is because we didn't touch the spiritual reality.
因为我们的里面没有被圣灵开启。
Because our heart is not enlightened by the Holy Spirit.
那么我们如何才能够得着这里面真实的看见和开启？
But how can we receive this inwardly revelation and seeing and knowing?
这乃是圣灵的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵要在我们里面来开启我们里面的眼睛。
The Holy Spirit will open our inner eyes.
这是为什么我们常常需要祷告的原因。
That is the reason why we need pray very often.
姐妹，你知道吗？在我们读经之前，我们需要祷告的。
Do you know before we read the Bible, we need to pray first.
甚至我们应当花更多的时间在我们读经之前祷告。
We even need to spend more time to pray before we read the Bible.
好叫我们读主话语的时候，圣灵能够在我们里面来开启我们。
So when we read the words of God, then the Holy Spirit will enlighten us.
叫我们看见圣经所启示的那位基督。
So that we will see Christ that the Bible has revealed to us.
当圣灵开我们里面眼睛，叫我们看见的时候。
When the Holy Spirit opened our inner eyes, so that when we see.
弟兄姐妹，我们就摸着了那个属灵实际。
Then we will touch the spiritual reality.
那我们整个人属灵情形就不一样。
Then our spiritual condition will be changed.
我们参加聚会也是一样。
And so do we come to the gathering.
弟兄姐妹，你知道我们每一次的聚会之前，都有弟兄姐妹为着聚会祷告。
Do you know, each congregation, there are some brothers and sisters pray for the congregation.
其实你也需要为着聚会祷告。
You also need to pray for the gathering.
好像当我们一同聚集的时候。
So when we get together,
圣灵能够在我们中间来开我们里面的眼睛。
So the Holy Spirit will able to open the inner eyes.
我们不单只是用耳朵来听。
So that we're not only hear the words by our ears.
我们不单只是用我们头脑来领受。
And not only receive in our head.
我们乃是从圣灵得着了开启。
But we received the enlightenment from the Holy Spirit.
我们看见了这位复活的基督。
And then we see the risen Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们这个人就被改变。
Then we will be changed.
我们看见当这以马忤斯这两位门徒他们认出这位复活的基督之后。
And then we see these two disciples when they knew the Lord.
他们就立时起身。回到耶路撒冷去。
Immediately they stood up and they returned to Jerusalem.
他们才刚走这么远的路，来到了以马忤斯。
They just walked long journey, came to Emmaus.
可当他们认出了这位复活的主之后
，But when they knew the Lord,
他们迫不及待的要回到耶路撒冷去。
They couldn't wait to return to Jerusalem.
他们回耶路撒冷去做什么呢
？What do they do when they get back to Jerusalem?
他们乃是去为复活的主做见证。
They go testify the risen Lord.
他们要告诉在那些在耶路撒冷的圣徒们，告诉他们，他们遇见了这位复活的基督。
They want to tell all the saints in Jerusalem that they met the risen Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们要为复活的主做见证。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to testify our risen Lord.
我们就必须从圣灵得着那个真实的开启。
We have to receive the true revelation from the Holy Spirit.
就像保罗在哥林多后书第五章，他这么说。
It's in Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了。
From now on, we regard no one according to the flesh.
虽然凭着外貌认过基督，
even though we have known Christ according to the flesh,
如今却不再这样认他。
Yet now we know him thus no longer.
弟兄姐妹，或许我们过去我们曾经是凭着外貌来认基督。
Dear brothers and sisters, maybe we know the Lord from according to the flesh.
我们可能是靠着我们的头脑，我们认过基督。
According to our mind that we have know him.
但愿我们能够像保罗这样来说。
Let us to say like what Paul said.
从今以后，我们不再靠着外貌来认他。
Now we know him.No longer according to the flesh.
我们若凭着外貌来认基督，我们永远不能够真实的认识他。
If knowing Jesus according to the flesh, we will never truly know him.
让我们单单来依靠圣灵。
That is only come rely on the Holy Spirit.
这样我们才能够在我们里面才有一个真实的一个开启。
Then we will have the true revelation.
我们才能够有那样，才能摸着那个属灵的实际。
Then we will enter into the spiritual reality.
弟兄姐妹，当我们有这样一个属灵的实际在我们里头
，When we have the spiritual reality within us，
就叫我们里面不再疑惑。
Then we will doubt no more.
我们虽然不会讲
，Even though we don't know how to talk，
我们好像也解释不清楚
，It seems we can't explain very clearly。
但是你里面知道
，But in your inside you, you know.
你里面有把握
，You have the assurance.
这个认识是确实的
，Your knowing is a true knowing.
这个认识是不会改变的
，Knowing the Lord will never change.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们为主做见证非常重要的一个根基。
This is a very basic if when we know in the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这是我们。能够有那认识基督的那个属灵的实际。
This is the spiritual reality of knowing the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们一切属灵成长的一个重要根基。
This is the foundation of our spiritual growth.
乃是我们从里面来真认识基督。
That is we truly know the Lord from inside.
是盼望我们能够常常为这件事在主面前祷告。
I hope we can pray.On this matter,
好叫圣灵真是能够把基督的启示常常的开启在我们里头。
So that the Holy Spirit will reveal Jesus Christ to us very often.
接下来我们来看那进入波饼聚会的那个属灵实际。
And next, I will talking about to enter into the reality of breaking the bread.
我们感谢主，每周我们主日一同的来擘饼纪念主。
We praise the Lord every Sunday. We come here to the communion service.
我们为着能够参加每个主日的擘饼聚会，我们感谢。
And then we praise the Lord that we're able to come to the communion service.
但是如果我们来到聚会，来到擘饼聚会，我们只是参加一个外面的形式。
If we come here only like a ritual.
却没有真实的进入那个属灵的实际
But,
那将是何等可惜的一件事、
How pitiful if we didn't enter into the reality of breaking the bread
这两个以马忤斯的门徒他们强留复活的主与他们同住
The disciples went to the Emmaus they urged the Lord to stay with them
到了他们坐席的时候
When they sit together
我们看见主拿起饼来祝谢了拨开递给他们
And the Lord took bread blessed and broke and gave it to the disciples
这正是主耶稣他被卖的那一夜所做的事情
This is exactly what the Lord did on the day that he was betrayed
这里告诉我们一个非常重要的属灵原则
This tells us a very important spiritual principle
复活的主在他们那个坐席中间他不是客人
The risen Lord is not a guest among his disciples.
他也不是外人。
He's not a stranger.
他在那聚会当中，他得着了他的地位。
And he gained his position in the gathering.
他在他们那次的聚会当中，他居首位。
And then he is in the first place at that gathering that day.
因为是主拿起饼来，祝谢，擘开，递给门徒。
It was the Lord took the bread, blessed, and then broke it and gave it to the disciples.
所以我们看见，当主基督在哪里居首位，在那里就有圣灵的工作。
And then we see wherever the Lord is the first place in the gathering, there will be the work of the Holy Spirit.
同样的，今天我们让主在我们波比聚会中得着他当得的地位的时候
，Same one, we let the Lord gain His position at our of gathering.
圣灵就要在我们中间自由的来工作。
And the Holy Spirit will work freely among us.
他就要开我们里面的眼睛。
He will open the inner eyes from us.
叫我们能够认识这位复活的主。
So that we can know this risen Lord.
因为这是何等宝贵的一件事。
And how precious it is.
当我们每一个主日一同来擘饼纪念主的时候
，Each Sunday when we come here to break the bread to remember of Lord，
我们是否真实看见这位复活的主就在我们中间
？Do we truly see that this risen Lord is among us？
当我们在这里一同吃饼喝杯的时候
，When we eat of and drink of Him，
我们是否真实进入了这饼杯的那个属灵的实际呢
？Do we truly enter into the reality of the breaking of the bread？
当我们吃饼的时候，我们是否真实的享受主的身体的供应
？When we take the bread, do we truly enjoy the provision from the Lord？
当我们喝杯的时候，我们是不是真实的连于基督主的宝血
？When we drink the cup, do we truly united into the precious blood of Christ？
弟兄姐妹，这个饼并不是代表基督的身体。
Dear brothers and sisters。The bread is not a symbol of the body of Christ.
这个杯也并不是代表基督的血。
The cup is not a symbol of the blood of Christ, Jesus.
我们所领受这个饼，也不是它会发生一个改变，变成了基督的身体。
The bread that we took is not changed; it's not turned to the body of Christ.
我们所领受的杯。里头也并不是它改变了，变成了基督的宝血。
The cup we take is the, and the wine is not turned into the blood of Christ.
因为有些的基督徒他们是相信，是当这个饼杯经过注谢了以后哈，这个饼呢就变成主的身体，这个杯呢就变成了主的血。
Because some Christians they truly believe after the Lord blessed and this bread it turned to the flesh of.Turn to the body of Christ, the cup turned to the blood of Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，这个饼不是变成主的身体，这个杯也不是变成主的血。
The bread does not turn into the body of Christ. The wine, the cup does not turn into the blood of Christ of Jesus.
我们所领受的饼和杯，它不是代表，它也不是一个质变。
The bread, the cup is not a symbol, is not a qualitative change.
在这饼和杯的背后，乃是有一个属灵的实际。
Behind the bread and the cup, there is a spiritual reality.
只有圣灵能够带领我们进入这个饼和杯的那个属灵实际。
Only the Holy Spirit can guide us into the reality of breaking the bread.
叫我们能够真实的经历，享受到这个饼。就是基督的身体
，so that we can truly experience the bread is the body of the Christ。
这个杯就是基督立约的血。
The cup is the blood of the covenant from Jesus。
在马太福音二十六章就记载了主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
In Matthew chapter 26, it recorded the night that Jesus was betrayed。
他拿起饼来祝谢了，擘开递给门徒说。
And then he took the bread, blessed and broke, and gave it to the disciples and said,
你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。
Take, eat, this is my body.
弟兄姐妹，在那一夜，主耶稣的身体还没有裂开。
At that night, the body of Christ hasn't broken yet.
然而主却说，你们吃这饼，因为这就是我的身体。
But the Lord says, take, eat, this is my body.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣乃是告诉门徒，在这饼的背后。 有一个属灵的实际。
And the Lord is telling the disciples that behind the bread there is a spiritual reality.
今天这乃是圣灵的工作，要带领我们进入这个饼和杯的那个属灵实际里头。
Today it is the Holy Spirit guide us into the spiritual reality behind the bread and the cup.
好叫我们在擘饼。吃饼喝杯纪念主的时候
When we eat of him, when we drink of him, when we remember him,
我们能够进入那个实际
We can enter into the reality.
就是那个真实与主的联合和交通
That is the true fellowship and then the true unification with the Lord.
使徒保罗他进入了这个擘饼聚会的那个实际
And then Apostle Paul, he entered into the reality of the breaking the bread.
所以他在哥林多前书第十章他这么说
So that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 he says,
他说我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗
The cup of blessing which we bless, isn't it not the communion of the body of Christ?
我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗
The bread which we break,Is it not the communion of the body of Christ?
他说我们虽多人是一个饼人是一个身体
For us, though many, are one bread and one body.
我们看见保罗所说的他说他乃是表述一个事实
And what Paul says is he's expressing a fact.
就当蒙恩的圣徒聚在一起的时候
When all the saints get together,
我们人数是很多
we are many,
但是在我们面前只有一个饼
But before us there was only one bread.
而那个饼就是基督的身体
That bread is the body of Christ.
这么理智的保罗怎么会说这样的话
How can Paul so wise that he have say such thing?
因为保罗他乃是明白并且进入了这一个属灵的实际
Because Paul he understood and he entered the reality.
所以保罗能够在饼和杯在领受饼和杯的供应之下他能够享受那基督丰满的供应
So under the provision of receiving of taking the bread drink the cup so he can enjoy
弟兄姐妹当我们每个主日早晨我们一同擘饼聚集的时候
When we come here break the bread and drink the cup every Sunday morning
在我们的擘饼聚会当中是丰富的呢还是贫穷的
In our communion service are we rich or we are poor
我们看见今天在各处这擘饼聚会啊不被重视
We know the table meeting are not being emphasized in many places
有的地方呢是一个月一次
And then some places only have once a month
有的地方呢是一年一次
And some places even once a year
很多地方呢不过就是维持一个外面的形式
And in many places they just keep the formality outwardly
最主要的问题就是因为没有摸着这擘饼属灵的实际
The most problem is they didn't touch the spiritual reality of breaking the bread
弟兄姐妹你想是不是呢
Don't you think so?
如果在擘饼聚会当中
In our communion service
我们没有能够摸着属灵的实际
If we do not touch the spiritual reality
难怪有些人会觉得这擘饼聚会好像没有什么
And then no wonder some people think and then what's so important to come here for the communion service
因为没有人传福音也没有人讲道
No gospel sharing, no sermon
好像就一群人坐在那里
It's a group of people sit there
这也难怪我们看见擘饼聚会在各处的教会当中越来越不被重视
And then no wonder the communion service, the table meeting is not being emphasized in many churches
弟兄姐妹我们感谢赞美主
And we praise and thank the Lord
是主的恩典保守我们还能够每个主日有这样一个擘饼聚会的实际
And it is His grace keep us to still have the communion service and we still have the reality
让我们能够在擘饼聚会当中我们真的是能够吃主喝主
So in communion service we can truly eat of Him and drink of Him
我们也能够来回应把主所当得的感谢赞美和敬拜来献给
And we are able to respond to His love and the thanks and then, praises that He deserves
那我们就想在擘饼聚会当中那聚会的丰富或是贫穷到底有什么差别呢
What's the difference if your gathering is rich or poor?
差别就在于有没有生命的供应。
The difference is there a provision of life?
有没有生命的改变
？It is there a change of life?
在一个有主丰富供应的波比聚会当中
in a gathering with abundant provision from the Lord.
那有生命丰富的供应
And then you have the provision of the abundant life.
当人来到聚会当中
When people come to the gathering,
他就得着供应
They will receive the provision.
他就被改变
They will be changed.
来的时候呢是软弱的
And they come with weaknesses.
离开的时候呢变成刚强
They leave with strength.
来的时候呢是愁眉苦脸
They come with sorrows
回去的时候呢是喜乐平安
They leave with joy and peace
来的时候呢是灰心失望
They come with despair
离开的时候呢是昂首挺胸
They leave with their head, head raised up
就前面这就是波饼聚会当中有那属灵供应的实际所带来的一个结果。
That is the outcome when we have the spiritual reality of breaking the bread.
那么在我们波饼聚会当中，如何能够有主那丰富丰满的供应
？And how can we receive the abundant provision from the Lord?
就是当有更多的弟兄姐妹，我们愿意接受这圣灵的管制。
And then that is when more brothers and sisters would like to receive the governance from the Holy Spirit.
就是有更多的弟兄姐妹呢，能够因着圣灵呢，进入了这波饼的属灵实际。
Because of the Holy Spirit, more brothers and sisters they enter into the reality of the breaking of the bread.
这就能够叫波饼聚会当中有主更丰满的同在和供应。
Then the gathering will have more abundant life and provision from the Lord.
姐妹，这是我们每一个人的责任。
And that is our responsibilities.
所以啊，我们不要觉得有时候来的主日来参加波饼聚会。
And even we come to the gathering every Sunday.
哎呀，有时候我们觉得今天波饼聚会好像不怎么好。
And sometimes we don't feel good about it.
姐妹，不要去怪别人。
Do not complain others.
这跟你和我都很有关系的。
It is related to you and I.
因为今天波饼聚会中能够有主丰满的同在，乃是因着我们每一个人都进入了波饼的属灵实际。
The abundant presence of the Lord are with us. That's because there's more of us enter into the spiritual reality.
圣灵借着我们每一个进入这属灵实际的人，就把主丰满的同在和供应带到了聚会当中。
Through the people who is in the reality of the presence of the Lord and the Holy Spirit will guide us into the abundant presence of the Lord.
那或许有弟兄姐妹说：“哎呀，我已经在这么大的。”难处当中了。
Maybe some brothers and sisters say I'm in a big hardship.
哎呀，我来波饼聚会就是盼望得供应的嘛。
I come to the gathering, I hope to receive something.
有没有道理
？Is that reasonable?
当然也是有道理。
Sure.
但是呢，就算你是在难处当中
，Even though when you are in hardships,
你仍然能够把主的同在和主的供应带到聚会里头。
You still can bring the presence of the Lord, the provision of the Lord to the gathering.
因为在诗篇第四篇第一节，大卫这么说。
Because in Psalm chapter 1, David said, chapter 4, verse 1.
写我唯一的神啊，我呼吁的时候，求你应允我。
Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God.
我在困苦中，你曾使我宽广。
Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
这里我们看见作诗的人哈，他乃是在一个困苦的环境当中。
We see the writer. He is in a distress.
但他所做的见证是什么呢
？What his testimony was?
他说：“称他唯一的神呢，使他宽广。”
And then he called the righteous God to release him.
我相信弟兄姐妹，我们每周参加波饼聚会，我们应该都有一个。一个感觉。
And then I believe brothers and sisters, each time when we come to the communion service, we might have some feeling.
所以有时候波饼聚会呢，哎呀，主的同在丰富一点；有的时候主的同在好像弱一点。
Sometimes we feel the presence of the Lord is more, sometimes is less.
我就想到在新南区的波饼聚会。
It remind me the communion service at West Office.
在过去的这。特别这两年当中
，In the past two years，
我印象记忆深刻的几次在波比聚会中有主丰满同在和供应的聚集。
And I remember there are a couple of times there is abundant presence of the Lord in the gathering.
More than a couple.
More than a couple.
在我印象里面，觉得波比聚会当中主的同在特别丰富的那样的一个的聚会。
And then I remember in such a gathering with abundant presence of the Lord.
常常是因为有几位的弟兄姐妹。就是他们是在困苦中的弟兄姐妹。
It's often because there are several brothers and sisters, they are in hardships.
虽然他们还在那个困苦中。
Even though they are the afflictions still there.
可是他们因着靠着那称他们为义的神。
Because by the righteous God.They called upon.
他们就是在那样一个困苦的环境里。
Even though in the affliction,
经历了圣灵的扶持和帮助。
And they experienced the help and then and the comfort from the Holy Spirit.
他们里面宽广。
And they were their heart were enlarged.
虽然他们的难处还没有过去。
Even their they're still in trial.
他们在波饼聚会中开口。感谢赞美我们的主。
But they opened their mouths to praise and thank the Lord in the gathering.
他们就把主丰富的同在和供应带到了波饼聚会当中。
And then they bring the presence and the provision from the Lord to the gathering.
有一位姐妹在我们中间好些年了。
And there is a sister, she's among us for many years.
他们家里面有一个很大的难处。
And then there is a difficulty at her family.
就是他的在他孩子的身上有一个极大的难处。
And there is a difficult at her child.
这个姐妹呢，原本在波饼聚会当中她每周都参加，但是呢，她很少祷告的。
And the sister came to the gathering at each time, but she rarely.Open her mouth and pray.
可是在过去的两年当中
But in the past 2 years,
那个难处越来越大
The hardship is harder.
然而我们姐妹却能够在波比聚会当中开始开口来把感谢赞美归给主
However, our sisters are able to praise the Lord and then start to praise and thank the Lord.
接着她的祷告
Through her prayers,
借着他的感谢和赞美
and then through her praises and thanks,
就把主的同在带到波饼聚会当
and she brought the presence of the Lord to the gathering,
成为众人的供应
and become the provision of many,
叫整个波饼聚会也能够进入了更多的进入那个属灵的时机
so the whole communion service enter into this spiritual reality.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们神在我们身上所做的。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord has done on us.
即使我们在困苦中
，Even though we are in distress，
即使我们的难处还没有过去
，Even our hardships still there，
但是我们的神他能使我们宽广。
But our Lord will enlarge our territory.
就是我们觉得自己是软弱的时候
，Even though when we think we are weak。
我们看见圣灵仍然能够从我们身上来把主的同在和供应带到聚会当中。
And then we see the Holy Spirit still able to bring the presence and the provision of the Lord to the gathering.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们波饼聚会宝贵的地方。
And that is why how so precious of our communion service.
我们每一个人都能够把主丰满的同在和供应带到波饼聚会里头。
Each one of us, we can bring the presence and the provision of the Lord to the gathering.
这是圣灵今天在我们中间所要做的事情。
And that is the work that the Holy Spirit will do among us.
所以我们看到认识基督的属灵实际，乃是借着圣灵在我们里面的开启。
See, we see to knowing the reality of the holy, of the spiritual reality, it is through the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够进入波饼聚会的属灵实际，乃是圣灵在我们中间的管制。
If we can enter into the spiritual reality among communion service, that's because of the governance of the Holy Spirit.
今天从我们的身上要能够活出耶稣基督那见证的实际， 这也是圣灵在我们身上工作的一个结果。
If we can live out the reality of the spiritual reality, that's because of the work of the Holy Spirit among us.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们为主所做的见证。
That's the testimony of us for the Lord.
这也是今天圣灵在我们身上所要成就的工作。
This is what the Holy Spirit will accomplish among us.
我们看到那两位以马忤斯的门徒。
We see these two disciples on the way to Emmaus.
在他们回以马忤斯和他们再去耶路撒冷路上的情形是完全不一样。
There is such big difference on the way to Emmaus and then on the way return to Jerusalem.
就是因着他们遇见了那位复活的主。
Because they met the risen Lord.
弟兄姐妹，当我们主日来到这里一同聚集的时候
，Dear brothers and sisters, when we come to the gathering every Sunday,
我们何等盼望每一次我们能在聚会当中遇见我们复活的主。
Now, how we hope that we can meet our risen Lord each time.
我们来的时候可能是带着忧愁
，And then we come with sorrow.
我们来的时候可能是垂头丧气
，We probably is despair.
但是因着在聚会中有主的同在
Because of the presence of the Lord
因着在波比聚会中有主丰富的供应
Because of the abundant provision of the Lord at the communion service
因着主在我们中间他得着他的地位
Because the Lord is gaining his position among us
当我们在这样同主同在的聚会之后
And after the presence of the Lord
我们回去每个人都是不一样。
And we are different afterwards.
我们能够像那以马忤斯的两个门徒。
We will be like the two disciples.
我们能够在我们家中为我们复活的主做见证。
We can testify our risen Lord at our family life.
我们也能够在我们工作职场里头为我们复活的主做见证。
We can testify our risen Lord at our work.
我们能够在各个环境里头来为我们复活的主。做那荣耀的见证。
We can testify, and we can testify our glorious risen Lord through all circumstances.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要在聚会当中让主得着他的地位。
We need let the Lord gain his position at our gathering.
我们需要在聚会当中来让圣灵在我们每个人身上能够自由的运行，自由的管制。
And we need let the Holy Spirit govern us and work us freely.
好叫我们的聚会能够带进主丰满同在的实际。
So that our gathering will be enter into the reality of the abundance of the presence of the Lord.
我们就要看见弟兄姐妹个个都要被主改变。
So we'll see each one of us will be changed by the Lord.
个个能够在我们所在的环境里头来见证我们荣耀的主。
We all of us will testify our glorious Lord.
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless His own words.
那我们一起再有一点祷告。
And let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你信实的应许。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for your truly promise.
如今我们知道另一位保惠师已经来了。
We have known that another Comforter has come.
圣灵就住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
主要带领我们进入一切的真理。
And He will guide us into all the truth.
主，我们感谢你。
We praise you.
圣灵要叫我们能够真实的认识基督。
And the Holy Spirit will let us truly know Jesus.
圣灵也要在各样的环境当中来带领我们进入这宝贵的真理。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us into the precious truth through all circumstances.
主，叫我们这个人。
Let us.
叫我们的聚集。
Let us gathering.
主，能够成为耶稣基督的见证。
Become the testimony of Jesus Christ.
主，当人来到我们中间。
When people come among us.
当人与我们接触的时候。
When people talk to us.
主啊，圣灵就要在他们身上来工作。
The Holy Spirit will come them too.
主啊，我们就要看见生命要被改变。
We will see life will be changed.
主，每一个生命都要被你来改变。
And each life will be changed by you.
叫我们真实的成为你自己荣耀的见证。
Let us become the true testimony of you.
我们感谢你赐给我们这荣耀的托付。
We thank you for such glorious entrustment.
你也赐给我们一切所需的供应。
You have provided us everything that we need.
因此主，我们不能再失败。
And so Lord, we do not dare to fail.
主，我们能够靠着爱我们的主。
By the Lord that loves us so much.
在这一切的事上得胜有余。
We will overcome all things.
主，愿你荣耀你的名。
May you glorify your own name.
你在我们 的生活中得着你所当得的尊贵荣耀。
May you gain all glory and position among our lives.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.